Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Ayin Vav Masechta Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation in the Machlekes Rav Shmuel regarding Svina. How does a buy require a ship through Meshicha? The three kinyanim of metaltel and movable objects. Meshicha, the buyer pulls the actual item to a property that he owns. Mesira, the seller hands the item or the rope to an animal or ship to the buyer in the property that neither owns. Hagbah, the buyer raises the item in any property regardless of whether he owns it or not. Simta, in a semi-public area, one can acquire through Meshicha, because as the Rashbam explains, Harehu b'shus kol misha'imitcham liknes b'meshicha, ke'ilu hi b'shusai. While a person occupies a simta, it is considered like his property regarding Meshicha. The machlik is Rebbe v'chachamim regarding Aisi's niknes b'mesira. If a person sells a loan document with the right to collect the loan, whether it can be acquired simply by handing it over, or if the transaction also requires a sale document that states hu v'chol shibudeha, the sale document must state explicitly that the seller transfers the rights described in the loan document as well. The machlik is Rebbe v'chacham regarding mesira. As the Gemara explains, they all agree that in general, one can acquire metatlin through both mesira and meshicha. However, in the case of the Amar Leilech Meshech Bekani, the seller told the buyer, go and pull the item. But instead, the buyer performed Mesira. Machlekes is whether Kepeda, the seller was particular for the buyer to acquire it only through Meshicha, not through Mesira, or Mar Makmulai. The seller was not particular and merely made a suggestion for Meshicha, but he agreed to sell the item by Mesira as well.